Today we've come to the second talk, well no, the third talk in the Gospel of Matthew series.
那今天是我们马太福音信息系列的第三次分享。
And we've come to this famous passage, the account of the visit of the three kings, or three wise men from the east that we often hear during Christmas.
那今天我们就来到这段经文，也是很多人熟悉的，就是有三位王，或者是东方的三个博士来去见婴孩耶稣。
But hang on, was there really three of them?
但是我们要去问，哎，是不是真的就是三位呢？
I wonder where in the Bible does it ever say that there were three of these wise men who went to, you know, pay their homage to Jesus?
那么其实在圣经里面 有没有曾经说过有三位三位这样的人去朝见耶稣呢？
And are they really kings, as presented to us in beautiful Christmas carol? We three kings of Orient are really? Were they kings?
那另外一个问题我们要去思想的就是，他们是否真的是王呢？就好像很多圣诞的赞颂里面所说的三位王去见耶稣。
The Chinese Bible translated the word as 博士, so something close to philosophers, something real, you know, people who are really wise and really highly educated. But who were they really?
那中文是翻译成博士，或者是很有意思就是很有教育很有知识的人，但是他们是谁呢？
This passage becomes increasingly interesting once we start asking a lot of questions, which may well challenge some of the traditions we've held on to all along.
那这段经文我们越看越觉得有意思，因为有一些的问题会产生，甚至会跟我们传统的理解是很不一样的。
So let's turn open to today's text in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
让我们打开马太福音二章一到十节。
Because the passage is quite long, so we won't read it both in Chinese and English. I'll read verses 1 to 2 in English for you. So if you read only Chinese, please refer to the PPT.
那我会用英文为大家读出。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying,Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Now notice, these wise men realized that Jesus was born a king.
那请大家留意这些有智慧的人，他们意识到耶稣是生来做王的。
It didn't say that they realized he would become a king later on.
那这里他们没有说他们觉得他将来会做王。
So they knew from the start, from this heavenly sign that they saw, that there's something special about Jesus.
那他们从一开始就去从天象去观察到，耶稣是非常特别的。
That's pretty deep insight they've got.
那这个看见是非常的深，很不容易。
And the fact that they refer to Jesus as the King of the Jews indicates to us that these wise men must be Gentiles. So that means they are not Jews themselves.
那这里我们留意到他们称耶稣为做犹太人之王的，那意味着他们本身并不是犹太人。
And what other observations can we make from these two verses about the wise men?
那还有什么其他的观察？在这里是关于这三个智者呢？
Well, in verse 1, it tells us they were from the east.
那首先我们看到他们是从东方来的。
The Bible did not specify where exactly these wise men came from.
那圣经并没有明确地告诉我们他们是从哪里来。
All we were told was that they were from the east.
那只是告诉我们他们是从东方来。
Whether it was from Arabia,or Babylon, or Persia, or elsewhere, we can't be certain.
那或者他们是从阿拉伯、波斯，还是从其他东方的地方来，我们并不能确定。
Though according to many scholars, these wise men were perhaps from Persia or Southern Arabia.
那很多学者他们估计， 那他们很可能是来自波斯或者是亚拉伯的南部。
But now we're going to ask, why in search of this special person Jesus, this person who was born king of the Jews, they had to come to Jerusalem?
那么我们要去问为什么他们为了寻找这位生下来做犹太人之王的这个婴孩，他们必须要来到耶路撒冷呢？
Well, actually, that makes sense because they were looking for the king of the Jews. So it's natural for them to come to Jerusalem, which was the Jewish capital city.
那其实他们正在寻找这个犹太人之王，那所以很自然的他们就 来到了耶路撒冷，在当时是这里的首都。
Now let us move on to verse 3 and 4.
那我们接下来看第三到四节。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Now, King Herod, you might have heard of his great name.
大家可能曾经听过西律王。
And I would leaveThe rest to next week when Sister Olive would talk about how cruel he could be.
或者我留给 Olive 师母下一周她为我们解释多一点关于希律王他的残酷。
But obviously, King Herod, who was not a Jew himself, had evidently heard of this expected king of the Jews before.
那希律王他其实不是犹太人，那但是他曾经听说过那要来的这个犹太人的王。
Well, at that time, King Herod was reigning in the area.
希律王当时统管这片的地区。
And isn't it interesting that Herod seemed to know straight away that the prophecies about the Messiah were connected to this these wise men looking for this king?
那大家会不会留意到，当希律王听见了，他马上就联系起就是智者他们来到的这个事件跟关于弥赛亚的这些不同的预言。
Because he asked the scholars where the Messiah was to be born.
原因就是他就马上问这些的文士，基督当生在何处。
So again, it's interesting that all these non-Jews seem to know a lot about the prophecies in the Bible.
所以非常有趣的就是我们留意到这些不是犹太人的人，他们反而知道很多关于圣经里面的不同的预言。
Now, verse 5 of chapter 2 in Matthew says, They told him, so these scribes and priests told King Herod, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. And let's keep going.Verse 7, Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. Now, up to this point, King Herod appeared to be this really nice and humble king who wanted to also pay homage to another king.
当我们读到第八节的时候，我们留意到希律王好像表面看起来非常的友善，也是很想去拜访那个小孩子。
But as we will soon discover, it's actually all out of jealousy. He felt threatened and he wanted to find out where this new king is so that he could just, you know, do something to remove this threat from his reign.
但是很快我们继续读的时候会发现他做这些事情呢都是出于他的嫉妒，那他感觉他的地位受到威胁，所以他想要快快的除掉这个后患。
Now verse 9 says, After listening to the king, these wise men went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child wasWhen they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures... What happened? Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. So now, I'm sure all of you have heard this account many times before.
那么我相信不少人都曾经听过这一段的经文。
But again, there's something interesting that's kind of against common knowledge.
但是我们发现一些反常理的一些事情在这一段经文出现。
Well, what I meant was that again, it challenges our tradition.
那我指的是它与我们传统的对这段经文的理解有出入。
Because contrary to tradition, the Magi, I mean these wise men, did not actually visit Jesus at the manger when he was still lying in the manger on the same night as when the shepherds visited him.
那其实这些智者并没有去拜访在马槽里的这个耶稣并不是同一天晚上跟牧羊人他们去到见到耶稣的。
Our youths here, you would still remember the play we did. We kind of condensed everything and just went by the tradition. So everyone went there and it's like a joyful picture with the angels, the shepherds and the wise men.
那如果年轻人记得之前做的这个话剧其实我们是把所有的都放在一起，所以都看到牧羊人这些的博士还有其他的一些都欢聚一堂这样图画，但是这是传统的一个理解。
Because when we examine the words closely, the word house, for example, is like a residence, so that probably indicates they have already moved on. It's not just still in the inn that they were staying.
这里因为这里说他们进了房子，那这房子就是不同于之前在马槽这样的一个环境了。
And also the word child actually indicates Jesus wasn't just a newborn baby anymore.
那还有小孩子这个字也去指明那耶稣当时并不是一个刚出生的婴孩。
We don't know exactly when the visits of the wise men occurred, but what we do know is that they had been tracking the star for some time.
那我们并不知道究竟何时这些的智者他们去拜访耶稣。因为他们去追踪这个星已经有好长一段时间。
And taking into account the time they need to travel all the way from their home country to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem, that would most certainly meant by the time they got there, Jesus wasn't still the night that when Jesus was born.
那我们如果计算到他们出发的行程，加上去到耶路撒冷，然后再去伯利恒，那其实都是好长的一段时间了。
Now, another question. Why is it that we have always assumed or simply accepted that there were three wise men who went to pay homage to baby Jesus?
那么我们要问的就是为什么传统来说好多人都觉得有三位博士去拜访主耶稣呢？
I think it's probably because of the three gifts mentioned here.
那很可能的原因就是有三件礼物是送给耶稣基督的。
Okay, let's see. So, in verse opening the treasure, so verse 11, it says, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So, 1, 2, 3 gifts.
那十一节里面谈到黄金、乳香跟没药三件礼物。
So, immediately we jump to the conclusion that there must be three wise men, each bringing a separate gift to Jesus.
所以我们很快就跳到结论，就说应该有三位的智者他们去见耶稣。
But the Bible never said that there were only three. It could be more or it could be less.
但是圣经却没有说有三个，有可能更多或者是更少。
Maybe more important than how many wise men there were, we should ask like who were these wise men and maybe why did they bring these gifts?
但是或许更重要的问题不是说有几位，而是问这几个智者他们是谁？为什么他们要带这些礼物来见耶稣呢？
Actually, I've been going to church all my life, and I've always accepted that, yeah, you know, the wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, But I never really asked, like, what were they? Why did they bring these gifts? What's the significance of these gifts?
那我自己是在教会长大的，但我从来也没有详细去问过，那这些智者究竟是谁？为什么他们要带这三件礼物去见耶稣？
So I decided to do a little research on these three things.
所以我预备信息的时候就做了一些的查考。
Actually, gold makes sense as an acknowledgement of royalty.
那黄金其实是代表着贵族、皇族的这个含义。
Because these wise men came all the way to hail the new King Jesus. So it makes sense that they would bring gold, which is valuable, beautiful, and long-lasting, to kind of represent Jesus as a king with an everlasting throne.
那我们知道这些智者来是去见犹太人的王，所以很自然的他们会用这个黄金因为黄金是承认这个皇族的这个身份那也是预表耶稣是一个王，也有一个永恒的这个王权。
And do you guys know what frankincense is?
大家知道乳香是什么吗？
It's actually an ancient incense that is still beneficial today.
那其实是一个很古老的一个香料，是现在还是有用处的。
Frankincense was used in temple routines, burnt ceremonially by the priests.
那乳香是用在一些庙宇里面是被用来去烧，当作香去烧去献祭的。
And according to some scholars, this gift of frankincense is an acknowledgement of Jesus' priesthood.
那么这一件礼物乳香，那有些学者认为是去承认耶稣他是这个祭司的一个身份。
So it's setting him apart from a typical king, typical earthly king.
那么有了另外这一件乳香的礼物的时候，就和其他地上的王的他们的特点就分别出来。
And then the third gift is myrrh.
那第三件礼物是没药。
Myrrh is a spice derived from plants native to the Arabian deserts and parts of Africa.
那没药是一个香料，是生长在亚拉伯南部的这些的地方。
And you can say this myrrh is the most bittersweet of these gifts.
你可以说没药是这三件礼物中是又苦又甜的一种的礼物。
Why? Because myrrh was connected with death and is used in embalming in for burial.
因为原因就是没药是用来处理尸体去进行防腐去为了去埋葬的。
So imagine Mary receiving myrrh as a gift for the child. It's a disheartening gift for a new mother to hold.
那大家可以想象，玛利亚作为母亲，她收到这个没药作为礼物的时候，那对于一位母亲的心是有打击的。
But for us who look at it on hindsight, we would find it so beautiful because it kind of foretells what Jesus is going to go through.
但是当我们作为读者去回看的时候，会发现这是很美丽的一个图画，因为它预先告知了耶稣将要经历的。
Myrrh symbolizes the bitterness, the suffering, the affliction that Jesus would have to go through.
那没药就象征着耶稣所经历过的受苦还有苦难。
And if you recall, when Jesus was about to be crucified, actually someone offered him a drink. So actually myrrh was also sometimes mingled with wine to form a special drink.
那大家还记得当耶稣在十字架的时候有人给他一些饮品去喝。那很多时候没药也被掺杂在酒里面去当作是
The drink is used as a stupefying potion to deaden pain.
好像麻醉药一样去减轻这个痛楚。
So, after hearing all these, and when we look at this account again, we will find that actually, wow, these are not all by coincidence. It's in God's knowledge, foreknowledge, like all these things seem to have a deeper spiritual meaning.
所以当我们看见这些礼物的时候，我们会发现在神的智慧里面，他用这些礼物去预表了将要发生在耶稣身上的事情。
And just quickly, why can we rule out these people as being kings?
那么 为什么我们说他们这些智者并不是王？
Because again, the Bible never mentioned them being having any relation to royalty, for one thing.
原因就是圣经从来没有指出他们是皇族的任何的人。
That was merely based on tradition and legendary.
那王的这个概念是对这个来拜访耶稣的人只是一些传统的一些理解。
Rather, when you look carefully at the word, wise translated wise man.
那当我们去看翻译成智者这个字的时候，
it tells us something very different about their identity.
那就告诉我们关于他们身份很特别的一个地方。
So, all in all, we find that tradition is not always right.
所以我们都知道传统不一定就是对的。
Tradition, even when passed down from generation to generation in the Christian church, can sometimes turn out to be non-biblical.
那就是教会里面一代传着一代的传统，很多时候并不是合乎圣经。
So it's really time for each one of us to open our eyes, to really read for ourselves, to discern clearly what is being said in the Bible.
所以也是时候我们每一位都要详细的去查考圣经，去看究竟神的话语说的是什么。
Now, from what we read from Matthew chapter 2, these wise men were actually magi.
当我们去看马太福音二章的时候，那这些智者原来是占星者术士。
Do you know the word magi? It's from the Greek. And these people were guided to look for the king of the Jews by a miraculous stellar event, a heavenly sign which they saw.
那这些术士他们就被这个天上所发生的一个星象所吸引，就去研究它。
You know, this word magi is used elsewhere to refer to magicians or even sorcerers.
那在马太福音出现的这个字，在圣经的其他地方就被翻译成术士或者行法术的。
But here in Matthew, the focus is mainly on the fact that they are astrologers, so people who study the movements and positions of the star, you know, moons, the sun, planets, in the belief that these stars and planets affect or direct the course of human affairs.
那在马太福音这里，那用到这个字的时候，看到上文下理就会发现这些人是专门去研究天象的。那有一些的情况发生的时候呢，会影响到或者是影响到人们他们所做的一些不同的事情。
Now perhaps up to this point, we start feeling a bit uncomfortable. Why would God reveal this precious truth that the Messiah has been born to a group of astrologers out of all people?
那么或许我们听到这里就会觉得有一点不舒服，因为为什么神要将这样宝贵的真理要去向这些占星者去显明呢？
Have you ever asked that question before? We all know that astrology has become quite popular nowadays.
那我们知道占星术在现代也是很流行的。
Many people regard it as a source of wise counsel.
那很多人觉得是很有智慧的一些的引导。
And they look to these astrology to, you know, to kind of foretell their future and to give them guidance.
那他们去求于占星术去问将来会发生什么事，那求人生的一些的引导。
But for most of us who have been going to church for a long time, we would probably think, wow, that's superstition. And isn't fortune telling and all that forbidden in the Bible?
那或许对我们在教会里面一段时间的人会觉得那这些不是都是迷信吗？那不是算命这些不是圣经所不允许的吗？
So maybe it's worth spending some time at this point to consider a bit more about how the Bible views astrology.
那或许也是一个机会去明白到底圣经是怎么看占星术的。
How does God feel about anyone following astrology or horoscopes?
那神对那些研究占星术啊，或者是研究星座的这些人，神是怎么看的呢？
Astrology is the interpretation of an assumed influence of the stars and planets on human destiny.
那占星术就是去
解说
关于这些星与星之间所发生的一些的影响对于人的一些的
命运。Now, following astrology is nothing new. This practice has been around for thousands of years.
那么去研究占星术并不是一个新的事情，因为已经有好几千年的历史。
The first mention of astrology in the Bible has to do with the people of ancient pagan Babylon.
那在圣经里面第一次出现关于占星术这门学问是关于外邦人古代的巴比伦人。
And Middle East archaeology has confirmed that astrology did indeed originate in the nation of Babylon.
那中东的考古学家已经去证实了，那确实占星学是来自占星学是出现于这个巴比伦的。
And Babylon is what we now call the country of Iraq.
巴比伦现在我们称呼为伊拉克。
Now in the book of Daniel, it was recorded for us a significant event that took place during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
那在但以理书那曾经记录了发生在尼布甲尼撒王的一件事情。
And the king had a very disturbing dream, so he wanted to understand its meaning. And, sorry.
这个王就做了一个很奇怪的梦，他想要去明白梦的含义是什么。
So in Daniel chapter 2 verse 2, it tells us, So the king summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed.
但以理书二章二节就说到王就去将术士、星象家、巫师、智者招来要去请他们解释王的梦。
You know, these royal astrologers were actually part of part of a close circle of people who practice divination for the king.
那星象家就是包含在一群的人，他们是为了王去做一些通灵的事情。
But before we go to that, we'll see what happened after the king summoned them and hoped that they would tell them the meaning of his dream.
那这件事情发生之后是怎样呢？
Well, actually, they were put to shame by God's prophet Daniel.
那其实这一批的人他们就被神的先知比下去了。
Because Daniel was able to tell exactly what was the king's dream and the meaning of it because of God revealing it to him directly, whereas these astrologers, sorcerers, enchanters, and magicians, they had no idea, and they even said to the king, what you've asked of us is impossible for anyone on earth to do. You haven't even told us your dream, and how do you expect us to interpret it? And this is recorded all in the book of Daniel.
那当你神的先知但以理就从神那里领受了
启示，
所以他很确定的也将王的梦去解释了出来。
不单是解释，他连那个梦是什么都能说出来。
因为王并没有告诉任何人真实的梦的内容是什么，那这些术士、星象家都没法去解释，除了神的先知但以理。
So through this account, we saw that, well, actually, it's futile to look to these magicians and enchanters who practice divination to tell you what you want to know. The one who can really tell you is God himself.
那从这个例子也看到，其实不要求于这些的占卜啊、星象家啊，那而是去求问神，他才是这位能告诉你 前面的事情的这位。
And over and over again, the practice of pagan divination is prohibited by God in the Bible.
那在圣经里面，外邦人这些通灵啊，其实神是禁止的。
For example, in Leviticus, it says clearly, "Do not practice divination or sorcery."
在利未记也清楚的知道，不可用法术，也不可观照。
And in Deuteronomy, it says, "For these nations which you are about to dispossess, listen to fortune tellers and to diviners. But as for you, Yahweh your God has not allowed you to do this."
申命记是八章十四节，这也说。因你所要赶出的那些国民都听信观照和占卜的，至于你，亚伟的神从不来，不允许你这样行。
So over and over again, God is warning us not to learn from these nations who don't know our one true God Yahweh in getting into all these fortune telling and divination.
所以神重复的去提醒，不要跟随这些外邦人去行这些邪术跟占卜。
And in Isaiah chapter 47, verse 13, it says, "You wore yourself out with so many consultations. Let your astrologers come forward. Those stargazers who make predictions month by month, let them save you from what is coming upon you."
那以赛亚书47章13节这里说，神说你筹划太多以致疲倦，让那些观天象看星宿的，在月宿说预言的都站起来。救你脱离所要临到你的事。
Obviously, this is kind of sarcasm, given here.
那这里很明显是讽刺的一个话。
Throughout the Bible, God reminds us He Himself will guide us.
在圣经里面，神去强调他是那一位带领我们的。
He guides us by His own Spirit and through His life-giving, enduring Word.
他带领我们的方式是借着他的灵，还有他所赐给我们，改变生命的话语。
And where do you hear his word?
那从哪里去听到他的话语呢？
You can read the Bible. You can come to church. You listen to his servants expounding his word to you.
那可以去读圣经，也可以来到教会去听神的仆人去解释神的话语。
So there is really no need for us Christians as a true child of God to.Look for guidance and instructions from elsewhere, from other means like astrology and horoscopes, which our friends might be really into.
所以作为基督徒还有神的儿女，其实我们并不需要去看这些星座啊，或者是星象。
So, believe it or not, even though I grew up in a generation where horoscopes and stuff were quite popular, I never really got myself involved. I'm not even interested in looking at them.
那我自己是生长的。过程中很多人都去喜欢看星座的这些的书籍，但是我自己也从来没有感兴趣。
Because from very early on, I know that the one who is really in control is God. There's so much that human beings cannot control. So, what's the point of looking at all these predictions and stuff? Like, does it really make a difference?
那其实我很早就意识到，人的一生是掌握在神的手中。那去观察这些其他的事情，那其实，并没有很大的意义。
But of course, I want to emphasize, I'm not trying to sound as if I'm better and holier than other people, because if I'm not careful, I'm afraid I myself will fall into the very same sin of divination and idolatry.
但是我想说的，我并不是比其他人更优秀更好，因为如果我自己不小心的，很可能也会落入到。这些行巫术、行邪术、拜偶像的这些的罪里。
Let's look at a very precious verse in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23.
让我们看一节宝贵的经文，在撒母耳记上十五章二十三节。
Rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance or stubbornness like the evil of idolatry.
撒母耳记上十五章二十三节，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。王梗的罪与拜虚神的和偶像的罪相同。
So don't think that because, oh, we are not interested in all these horoscopes, astrology, we will never fall into the same sin as these people. We are no better than them if we end up being a rebellious child. We are arrogant in our heart. We don't fear God.
所以不要以为我们对 星象啊，或者星座啊，算命不感兴趣，那就比其他人更好，而是要小心。如果我们是悖逆的一个人，那其实我们在神的眼中跟行邪术、跟拜偶像的人都是类似的人。
Because it's so easy for some Christians to become so up themselves, thinking they are holier than everyone else, and not noticing that they themselves are at risk of similar sin in God's eyes.
因为有基督徒认为自己都比其他人更好、更圣洁，但是没有意识到自己落入到这样子悖逆的光景其实是得罪神的。
For example, we all know that even covetousness, that means if you're greedy, is the same as idolatry in God's eyes.
例如去贪有贪心贪念那在神的眼中就好像拜偶像一样。
So let us always examine ourselves before we judge other people. Well, that's not to judge others.
那么所以也是一个提醒，当我们
所以也是一个提醒了我们自己，首先要用神的话语对照我们的生命，不要随意的去批评论断别人。 And coming back to the wise men, well, maybe they are simply people who like studying the stars and do get some revelation from it. Maybe they are not really as bad as practicing a lot of divination. We don't know because the Bible doesn't give us any further information about that.
那回到智者，那或许他们是对于天上的星是很有兴趣去研究的一群的人，或许他们还没有去到去行邪术去通灵这种的地步因为圣经并没有告诉我们他们是不是这样的一类的人。
But either case, because we can't prove it, let's face the fact that these are still a group of people who weren't already living in God's righteous ways.
那因为我们没法从圣经很明确的去判断他们究竟是不是有行邪术但是我们可以知道那他们是属于那一类神不喜悦的人。
And they need the good news. They need salvation.
那也是这个原因，他们是需要神的拯救，他们是需要救恩的好消息。
So this brings us back to the point, the question: Why, out of all people, God would choose to reveal this great news of the Messiah's birth to the non-Jews, the astrologers in the East?
所以这就回到我们最初所问的问题：为什么神要将宝贵的真理去告诉这一些研究占星学的这些人呢？
It shows us the heart of God. His salvation plan is not limited to the Jews only.
这也向我们显明神的心肠，他的救恩并不是只是限制于犹太人，给犹太人的。
Neither does it exclude people with a different religious background.
那也不是去排除信其他宗教的这一群人。
His good news is for everyone who would accept.
那他的好消息是给任何人他们愿意去开放接受的。
And for these Gentiles, these non-Jews, who weren't taught the Bible as the Jews were, how can God reveal his truth to them?
那对于这些非犹太人来说，他们从来没有学习过圣经神的话语，那么神如何将他的事情向他们显明呢？
So you find that God is actually really merciful because he used something that these people could understand, something that they were familiar with, to reveal his purpose.
所以我们看到神对人的怜悯，他用一些这些人他们熟悉的事情去显明他的心意。
So I'm not saying that God is so tolerant that he condoned the practice of divination or astrology and so on, but at least he would give them a chance. He would show them the right way, and it's up to them later on whether they would choose God or to continue in their old practices.
所以我们看到神并不是去喜悦一些人行邪术去占卜，而是给这些人有一个机会，让他们知道真理的时候有机会去回应。
We can see that God, unlike us, a lot of times, he is not afraid to come down to the level and to meet them where they are.
所以我们看到神不好像我们，他愿意去到人不同人的这个程度去与他们接触。
God knows each of our hearts, and he looks beyond the superficial.
神是知道我们每一个人的心的，他也 看多过这些表面外在的事情。
If a person truly has a desire for the truth, for what is good, what is upright, what is holy, God will reach out to that person in ways beyond our understanding.
如果一个人是真心开放去对寻求真理的，那神也会用超越我们能够明白的方式去尽他所能去接触那个人。
Let me give you a real life example.
让我给大家一个真实的一个实例。
It's someone you all know.
是大家都认识的一位朋友。
And I believe most of you have witnessed with your own eyes the dramatic change that took place in her life.
那么我相信我们在座的大部分人都曾经见证过发生在她身上的很奇妙的
改变。
很大的一个改变。
Now, this person is Jill Ma, who unfortunately cannot join us today.
这位女士就是 Jill Ma, 那她今天就虽然她今天不在我们中间。
Well, as with many traditional Chinese, Jill Ma grew up being heavily involved in ancestral and idol worship.
那好多传统跟好多传统的中国人一样，那 Jill Ma 就生长于很多这些拜偶像这些的习俗里面。
But unlike some of them, like my grandma, who also was really into ancestral and idol worship, Jill Ma had actually got numerous spiritual encounters with the spirits.
但是跟我自己的祖母非常不同，我祖母也是拜祖先拜偶像。有这些的习惯，但是 Jill Ma 是真实的有一些属灵的经历，
很多属灵灵界的经历
灵界的经历。
And almost on a daily basis, she would have nightmares, depriving her of sleep and a peace of mind.
那几乎是每一天都会发生有这些的噩梦，使她睡眠非常不好。
And obviously, these spirits that talk to her, that appear to her, were not from God. It's from the evil one.
那么很明显的是，这些与他说话的这些灵并不是从神而来，而是从恶者来的。
But how would an uneducated Chinese woman know the difference?
但是对于一个没有受过太多教育的中国女性，那怎么会可以分辨得到呢？
All she knew is that the spiritual world is so real to her.
她能够明白的就是对于他来说，这些灵界的世界是非常的真实的。
So after numerous attempts from Jill to try and reach out to her with the gospel, she still resisted.
那么 Jill 姐妹尝试好多次跟她的妈妈分享福音，但是 Jill 妈都去拒绝。
And the resistance became even stronger just before Jill 妈 was finally willing to surrender her life to God.
那这些的一些阻力就越来越强烈，特别是在 Jill Ma 决定将生命去交给神之前的一段时间。
So how did God change things around?
那么神是如何将事情翻转过来的呢？
For some reason, there was a period of time for one whole week, Jill just felt a constant prompting, a very strong urge by the Holy Spirit that it is urgent to preach to her mom again aboutWith one, the only true God, Yahweh.
那么，那有一周，那Jill姐妹就感觉到灵里有神的圣灵，很强烈的去提醒，要去和她的母亲再次分享Yahweh是独一的神。
This urge was so strong that she knew she had to do something about it, right there and then, not to delay any further.
那这个催逼是很强烈的，所以就知道她不可以去拖延，一定要马上回应。
So Jill made an appointment with Pastor Joe and Sister Olive to discuss her mom's situation.
Jill 姐妹就和梁牧师师母去见面，去分享她母亲的情况，那应该怎么做。
They also pray together, knowing that Jill is going to face a lot of spiritual battle when she tried to help her mom.
他们也一起的去祷告，因为知道要帮助 Jill 的母亲将会遇到很多灵界的征战。
And how thankful Jill was that she responded to God's inner prompting in her heart.
那么，Jill 姐妹后来就非常的感恩，因为当时她并没有拖延，而是马上的回应圣灵在心里的提醒。
because Jill soon discovered that her mom had actually arranged with her sister-in-law to go and see a spirit medium the next day.
原因就是，后来 Jill 就发现，原来那天的隔天，原来她的母亲就已经和她其中一个，其中一个家人去
约好了
要见一个灵媒。
So the timing was just perfect.
所以时间是完全刚刚好的。
That Jill still had a chance to talk to her mom before she went to see the spirit medium.
就是在 Jill 妈决定去见灵媒的之前 ，Jill 还有机会去和她的母亲。
So Jill spends 3 hours talking to her mom, explaining to her the reason for her bad dreams, the nightmares. You know, they were actually caused by the evil spirits.
So Jill 就有机会和 Jill 妈分享大约3个小时，去解释为什么她有这些的噩梦啊，原来都是是受到这些邪灵的一些搅扰。
And she told her mom, "There's no other God other than Yahweh."
那 Jill 也跟 Jill 妈分享，除了亚伟神之外，并没有真神。
The other so-called gods or spirits, including that which appeared to be her husband, her long-dead husband's spirit, actually were just imposters trying to deceive her.
那其他这些所谓的神啊，或者是一些偶像啊，甚至是有一个灵是用她丈夫的样式去显现给她看的，那这些都是来自于。恶者是邪灵来的，
而且都是
假冒去尝试去欺骗他的。
And the fact is, Juma will never be able to get out of this until she learns to call out to Yahweh for help.
那么也告诉他这个事实，就是除非他去仰望去呼求Yahweh。那他就没有办法脱离这样的情况。
So Jill explained to her, "You must learn to call on Yahweh's name to save you when this happens again, when you see a spirit or when you have a nightmare again."
所以 Jill 就教他的母亲，如果你再有这些的灵界的经历，那就赶快的去呼求亚伟神的名字。
But Jill admitted that she had no idea whether her mom got the message or not.
那但是 Jill 姐妹也说她其实并不能够确定究竟她的母亲明不明白她跟她分享的这些内容。
Because basically, Juma looked very unhappy all through the conversation, and she remained quiet, didn't say a word. She just listened as Jill did the talking.
原因就是 Juma 在这个谈话的过程中都是好像看起来非常不开心的，也没有说任何的话。
But as the saying goes, when we do our best.God will do the rest.
那就好像一句话是这么说的，当我们去尽力做好的时候呢，那是其他的神会去照顾。
When Jill responded to God's prompting and did her part, God intervened.
当 Jill 去回应神对他心里面的提醒的时候，那神就同样做他的部分去工作。
One night, Juma was bothered by an evil spirit and had a nightmare again.
有一天的晚上，那 Jill 妈就再次被一个邪灵去搅扰，有这些的噩梦。
But she recalled what Jill said to her the other day.
但是她这一次想起了 Jill 跟她分享的。
So as soon as she tried calling out to Yahweh God to save her, the spirit went away.
那就在她去呼求亚伟神的名字的时候，那这个邪灵就马上就走了。
Because of this powerful experience, Juma became convinced that what Jill told her was actually the truth.
So, 借着这样强而有力的一个经历，那 Juma 就深信 Jill 跟她分享的是真的。
After this, she started to be more open to attending church.
那在这之后呢，那 Juma 就更开放来参加教会了。
And then the second incident was when Jill suddenly went into hospital, if you recall, back in about 2013.
那第二个经历就是在2013年的时候，有一次 Jill 就紧急的进入了医院。
But Juma shared with Jill afterwards that all through the process, she wasn't that worried.
那后来 Juma 就跟 Jill 分享，在整个事情当中，她并没有过分的担心。
Because God told Juma that he's the biggest one.He's the most powerful one, so Juma knew that God would take care of Jill.
原因就是舅妈分享，那神告诉她她是最大的那一位，那她会照顾舅一切的事情。
So you see, God is amazing. He can talk to an uneducated, illiterate old auntie in ways that she could understand.
那么我们看到神是非常的奇妙的，不论是一个有知识的人，还是一个就是伯母老的伯母，那神都有办法去和他们沟通啊。
And then the time came for Jilma to prepare for her baptism.
那么后来就到要 Jilma 要去预备洗礼的前一段时间。
Guess what? The spiritual battle was still going on, and even more severely.
那当时候这个属灵的灵界的征战也是还是很强烈的。
One day, Jilma had a dream, and in the dream, she suffered from a terribly sore shoulder.
那有一天，舅妈就做了一个梦，在这个梦里面，她的肩膀就非常的酸痛。
But after she woke up, she realized, "Hey, I'm fine. It's not hurting at all."
但是当她醒过来的时候，她意识到啊，我的肩膀原来不是酸痛，那没有事情。
But soon after that, a spirit entered the room and was by the door side, by the door, and it was again a spirit in the form of her long dead husband.
但是很快的。有一个灵就进来到他的门口，那这个灵的他用的样式是他过世的这个丈夫的样式。
So remember, this is not a dream anymore; it's real life. Like Juma woke up and then she saw the spirit standing by the door or floating at the door.
那这就不是一个梦了，因为 Juma 从梦中醒过来，就看到一个好像她丈夫的一个灵体站在门口。
And the spirit said to Juma, "Follow me. I will take you to a doctor who can heal you."
那这个灵就对舅妈说，你来跟我吧，我可以带你到一个医生，他可以医治你。
Think about it, for someone who had so much experience with the spirits, and then, you know, you had a dream, and elderly people tend to get worried easily, right? So of course, you have the tendency to believe whatever they say. Okay, follow him, and then you'll get a good doctor that heal you.
那么老年人也会比较关注自己的健康，那如果有人说啊，有一个大夫是可以帮助你的，那其实是一个很大的一个吸引。
And also, don't forget, it's her long dead husband. Like, why would her husband fool her? I mean, it's so easy for her to just say, "Oh yeah, my husband wouldn't fool me."
那也不要忘记，是她去世的丈夫的样貌，那为什么她的丈夫要去欺骗她呢？那也是好像表现出很可靠的样子。
But thanks to Yahweh's work in her heart, because Jilma responded to the spirit, "I won't follow you. I will wait for Jill to come."
那也向天父耀伟神感恩。那时候 Jilma 就对这个灵说，我不会跟你，我要去等 Jill 来到。
Because by this time, she knows in her heart that this is not really her husband. It's the evil spirit trying to deceive her.
因为在她心里那时刻，她已经知道那眼前的并不是她的丈夫，而是一个邪灵要去欺骗她。
Sorry, she also knows that only Yahweh can save her.
她也知道唯有亚伟神才能够救她。
And she's determined to follow and worship no other god but Yahweh himself.
那她已经立定心志要去单单的敬拜亚伟。
And that solemn pledge we have all witnessed at Jilma's baptism 2 years ago.
那她所立的这样的一个誓，我们其实在3年前她的洗礼我们都见证过。
So we want to praise Yahweh for his mercy in saving someone who once was so deeply under bondage to spiritism.
所以我们也向亚伟天父感恩，因为他拯救了一个曾经在灵界的捆绑下这么深的一个舅妈。
So what's the message for us?
那这个信息，这个提醒对我们是什么呢？
God's intention is for everyone in this world to get to know him and his son whom he sent.
那么这个提醒就是神的意念是要世界上所有的人都有机会去认识他，还有去认识他所差的救主耶稣基督。
Yes, he wants us to know Jesus Christ, the Messiah whom he sent, who through whom the whole plan of salvation was achieved, accomplished. But for many people who were brought up in other religions, they may lack the knowledge of this, and instead they may have very real experiences in the spiritual realm.
但是对于一些信其他宗教的一些的人来说，或许在他们并不熟悉圣经，而是在他们的经历里面有很多这些属灵的经历，灵界的经历。
So you can't really blame them for believing what they believe.
所以我们并不能够去责怪他们所信靠的，他们曾经经历过的这些灵界的事情。
But as Paul said in Acts chapter 17 verse 30, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
那在使徒行传的十七章三十节那里说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今去吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
So to those who are willing to listen to the voice of truth, if we have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, God speaks to you and me anywhere and anytime.
那么对于那些有眼愿意看、有耳愿意听的，那神在任何时刻、任何地方都愿意向我们去说话。
So remember, God speaks to us first and foremost through His Word, His already revealed Word, the Bible, but He can also speak to us through many other means.
大家留意了，那神首先也借着他已经赐给我们的话语向我们说话，但是神也同样可以用不同的方式去向我们的心说话。
So we need to learn to be more sensitive to Him.
所以我们要学习更加对他敏感。
And one of these days, God may just reach out to another person like Juma, or another example I remembered was a student I met in China.
那么神可以像 Juma 这一类的人去与他们接触，那另外一个例子就是我曾经在中国遇到的一个大学生。
And I'll close with her story.
那么我就用她的例子作为结束。
This student is very unlike the ordinary students.
那这位大学生和其他的同学都很不一样。
You know, ordinary students, they love, you know, using their phones, their iPads, or going, you know, shopping and stuff. But she used to be so into Buddhism. She knows all the Buddhism passages, the Buddhism texts.
那这个大学生他和其他喜欢流行的东西啊的大学生非常不同。当时他是非常的钻研佛教的这些经书，也是知道不同的经文。
She's so mature for her age.
那对于她的年纪来说是非常成熟的。
And then later I found out her grandma was someone again in touch with the spirits.
后来我就发现她的祖母是一个有灵界经历的一个人。
And her grandma and her are especially close.
那她和她的祖母就是非常的关系非常的好。
So whatever her grandma says has, you know, a lot of power, 很有分量。
所以她祖母跟她所说的话都很有分量。
And apparently her grandma actually kind of offered this girl to various idols. So ever since a young age, already kind of like a goddaughter to all these different idols.
那她的祖母也曾经将这个大学生去所谓奉献给不同的神明，那她自己有这样的。
So now we're not only talking about like superstition, she's also someone who thinks, who reads the Buddhist text, philosophy and things like that. I was thinking, even though you come to our Bible study, I was thinking, how can this person come to know God?
所以我们看到这个大学生并不是一个迷信的人，而是去钻研佛经啊，也去读哲学啊。那所以当他来到查经办的时候，我就问自己，那这样的一个人怎么有机会去认识圣经，认识神呢？
But I know that God wants me to love everyone just the same. So again, I also showed my love to her. I showed my concern all the same as the rest of the students who came.
但我知道神的心意是要我用他的爱去爱每一个人，所以我同样也去爱这个大学生。也是对待他好像我当时接触的不同的大学生朋友。
And then something amazing happened. God really was working in her heart directly because she just came up to me and started asking me all questions about the Bible.
但是后来神很奇妙的就在这个大学生的心里面去工作， 他就来问我很多关于圣经的不同的事情。
She even bought a copy to read for herself at home.
他也买了一本圣经，就在家里面去看。
But still, to be honest, my faith was so little. I was still thinking it's impossible for her to break away from all the influence from her grandma, all the spiritual connection influence. I don't think the spirits would let her go that easily.
但是当时我还是很，没有确信我。觉得他要，接受圣经去信靠神是非常困难的，因为他就要将和他祖母的关系啊，这些他所以前接受的那一套都要舍弃。
So one day before she told me she's going back home for holidays, I think it was some 春节 a long vacation.
那有一次他要回家过春节。
I had a prompting like Jill. I just thought.I must say something to her before she goes back. Otherwise, once her goes back to the strong spiritual environment, it's impossible for her to maintain her relationship with God.
那我就好像就姐妹心里面有神的提醒，说要跟她找她分享，要不然她又回到这样充满灵界活动的一个地方，那很快她的心可能就会迷糊了。
But this time, I asked for help with my coworkers because I know this spiritual battle will be very intense.
那这一次我就邀请我的同工和我一起去见他，因为我知道属灵的这些灵界的征战是非常的激烈的。
So we told her frankly our views on these evil spirits and things, and told her if you want to follow God Yahweh, then you will have to make a break with these spirits.
所以我们就和他分享。这些灵界的事情，还有邪灵的事情，我们说，如果你想跟从真神亚伟，那你要和这些事情脱离。
But because she doesn't have all those 信物 those special objects, when I think it had to do with offering her to different idols, so we couldn't do anything with those things. So we could only pray for her, for God to break away like all the power, the evil power on her, and so that when she went home, like she can still be.Yeah, under God's protection instead.
虽然那时候他身上没有带这些有关于其他献给神明的这些的信物，但是当时我们就为他去祷告，求神将这些邪灵的势力都从他的身上去斩断。
And even more amazingly, for some reason, she was willing to write out all the sins that she had committed before. It wasn't even a baptism, but she knew that if there's something evil in her heart, like, she might not be under God's protection, so she listed out all the things that she did in the past, things that she would never tell other people.
那一次，纵然不是洗礼，那她也愿意将她曾经犯过的罪，那些不讨神喜悦的事情都去列出来，纵然她还没有去洗礼。
So to cut a long story short, even though later on, she did kind of went the wrong way again. This time it's not because of spiritual influence, his, you know, boy-girl relationship and stuff. But in the end, she came back to church. And you can see that, like, it's really God's hand working in her life because saving her once, you know, over and over again.
虽然后来她有一段时间离开了教会是因为男女朋友的这些关系，但是后来神也去怜悯他，让他有机会再回来教会，所以我们看到神在这个大学生身上是一次又一次去帮助他、拯救他。
So to end my message, with these examples, I would like to encourage and invite all of you to have faith in God and do our part of our responsibility.
那总结今天的信息，我想，鼓励提醒大家，去，负上我们应有的责任，那其他的神会去介入去照顾。
Let us not look down on anyone else who aren't, you know, in the church, or not to lose faith thinking it's just impossible, they can never turn to God.
那我们也对于一些我们所接触的人也不要失去希望，也不要看清他们觉得那他们很难去信神了。
Let us keep praying for them.And do our part in sharing the gospel to them as clear as we can.
我们要继续的为他们来祷告，也要将福音继续的尽我们能力清晰的向他们去分享。
But don't forget, we should also learn to go to their level and not impose spiritual talk on them that makes no sense to them.
那我们也要留意 要好像神的方式去到他们的程度啊，去与他们接触，去沟通，要不然我们所分享的一些事情，可能他们都根本就不知道是什么。
So let us look to God for wisdom in how we can understand them better and help us relate to that experience.
让我们一起仰望神，啊，求他帮助我们，也给我们有智慧去更好的和不同我们所接触的人去接触。
So today's message is mainly looking at these wise men who were actually astrologers and how God was able to reveal the precious truth about the Messiah's birth to this group of people.
所以今天的信息主要我们看到神是怎样和这些占星的人去接触，帮助他们可以明白到重要关于真理的一些的事情。
And we also saw that if you're willing to respond just as this group of astrologers, willing to travel so many miles to look for this king that was revealed to them, you can really come in touch with God.
所以我们同时间也看到，若是你是一个向神开放的人，纵然你是处在好像占星家这样的一种的环境，那神也乐意去带领你去见到耶稣。
So, to conclude, and I'll leave a question for you. These astrologers brought with them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So I wonder, what will we bring to, you know, as a gift to God and His Savior for us? So this is a question I will leave for you to ponder.
那结束信息之前，我也想留给大家一个问题。那这些智者带了黄金、乳香、没药给耶稣基督。那我们每一个，我们带什么去献给基督，献给神呢？
So let us close here.
让我们用一个祷告来结束。